Monday's lunch will cost up to $500 for Republicans who want to see the vice president and who want to elect another member of the GOP to the seat. Incumbent Mark Green is giving up Congress to run for governor. Polls put the administration's approval ratings at their lowest levels since George W. Bush took office. Some Republican candidates are distancing themselves from the president and vice president, but a retired political science professor, David Littig, expects supporters in northeastern Wisconsin will turn out to welcome Dick Cheney.
Many times an embattled president or an embattled administration, people stick with them, strengths of loyalty. And so there's a kind of a courage of sticking with somebody who's under attack and being embattled. So that goes kind of both ways.
John Gard's campaign set up the fundraiser before a February accident in which the vice president shot a hunting companion. This is one of his first public appearances since then, and Littig expects the national media will follow.
If it hadn't been for Cheney's hunting accident, I don't know if the national press would be as interested. But they're going to like to see, in other words, what the turnout is and what the fanfare around this visit is going to be like.
John Gard is seen as the Republican favorite, though he does face a primary challenge from state lawmaker Terry McCormick. Gard has the endorsement of Mark Green, who's represented the 8th District since 1998. Three Democrats are also running. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.